Well, hello there, you gorgeous, worthy being, and welcome to the Too Busy Being Worthy podcast, where we talk about conscious living and mindfulness, while I share my active journey in creating a safe emotional home within, and do so living in my most authentic expression. Now, I want to just take a moment to stop and tell you to embrace yourself. All of the feelings of self-doubt, stress, anxiety, we hold space for all of that here because I know life can be very overwhelming sometimes and we might not always know where to turn or don't feel like we have a place to turn because people in our lives or whatever circumstances that we are presented with maybe don't allow for us to express ourselves in a way to be understood. But I hope that I can give you some nuggets that can allow you to look internally and help you understand yourself and recognize that you are valuable, worthy, and so freaking amazing simply just for being. Now, if this is your first time watching this, welcome. I am so happy to have you here and to just share my truth with you and talk about my journey in life as well as how we can relate to each other. And if you are returning, I'm so glad to have you back. And I'm about to give you a rundown of kind of what we do on this podcast here. So if you've seen this before, you're going to hear this again. But for the first timers, I want to really cultivate a space where people in our 20s can all relate to each other because we all are going through this crazy whirlwind called life, and especially growing into our own as young adults. You know, the way that you are conditioned, specifically if you grew up in a middle-class area and were in public schooling and went through that whole pipeline, you aren't really taught a lot of emotional intelligence and how to manage adult life, be it finances, getting your first apartment, getting your first job, and not only navigating that in a competent manner as far as like having all of your ducks in a row, but dealing with the emotional burden that comes with that and what we can do in order to go through that process with as much peace and serenity as possible. And what I want to do is to show you my journey as a 25-year-old actively going through all of these things in life, but sharing my journey of how I keep myself at a very even kilter emotionally and can walk through things with good amounts of emotional stability so that way I'm not knocked too far off of my baseline and I can live my life freely, abundantly, and authentically. And I'm here to share that with y'all and help all of you guys do the same. So, how have all your weeks been? My week has been pretty moderate. It hasn't been too eventful. You know, I've just been working. I work with a fragrance brand, so going to different storefronts and promoting product knowledge, yada, yada, yada. But I did run today, which was really nice. I always like getting those endorphins going and pushing myself in that area because I did run track in high school, but I fell off of running for a good amount of years. And running was something that always was a place of zen for me and very peaceful. Although I know that can be quite the contrary for a lot of people because running definitely gets that blood flowing and can raise your heart rate. And it might not be the most comfortable, but, you know, it really is a good situation that I could put myself in that allows me to persevere and push my limits and just kind of reveal to me how strong my willpower is. and my resilience. So I really love running for that reason. And yeah, I had a good run today. And now I'm going to sit here and talk to you about today's topic, which is sensitivity. Yes, very related to what I said at the top of this, which was just managing all of the things that come at us in life and doing so, staying at a pretty consistent baseline and not letting things knock you off. I feel like being a sensitive person, especially in a world where emotions either can be discouraged, or if people don't know how to regulate their emotions, they don't set an example for you. So it can be very hard to regulate. And then, you know, we all are just kind of out here running around dysregulated, and sensitive people might not know of any effective strategies in order to manage their sensitivity and use it to their benefit. However, once you master that art, sensitivity really can be your superpower. You know, the way that I view sensitivity is it's being very in tune with every little micro detail that happens with other people or just in your environment, and being aware of energy and being able to utilize that awareness to navigate your own life and go in the areas that you best see fit. You know, when I think about things in the world that are sensitive in nature, I tend to think of maybe, you know, like when you go into a store and there are those bells that are at the top corner of the door whenever you open the door. And they are so loud and could be so annoying whenever you walk in the door. But it is an alert to the people in the establishment that, hey, you just walked in and, you know, there are customers to attend to. Or wind chimes that can be hanging from your front porch, you know, whenever the wind blows very ever so slightly. It doesn't even have to be a strong gust of wind, but, you know, just like the slightest gust of wind can, you know, ring the metal ring across the poles and make that sound. Or anybody that is really in tune with their bodily senses, like you have a very keen sense of smell, or you have very good farsight. You know, you can make an image out very clearly that is 50 feet down the road or however many feet, maybe even a mile if you're Superman and have microscopic vision. I don't know. But just being very in tune and being able to pick up on all of the subtleties is how I view someone who is sensitive in nature. And what can tend to happen with sensitive people, and something that happened to me, is when a lot of stimuli comes into you when you're younger, obviously we are just trying to process the world and we don't necessarily know how to process things. So our models for how to process information are, one, our genetic code, which is influenced by generations before us. And, you know, that can have us have certain emotional responses already programmed into us based off of previous generations. But then on top of that, whatever is being modeled to you in your environment that you're growing up in, that is what is teaching you how to process things. And so you can be a sensitive person in nature, experience a stimuli, and then let's say if you go to your sense of safety that is outside of you because you haven't even established that within yourself yet, that being or whatever that thing in your life at the time looks like, that is what you are yearning for your safe space to be. If there is no model showing you how to regulate yourself emotionally or to sit with uncomfortable emotions, but the people in your life run away from uncomfortableness. And that includes running away from you whenever you emit those reactions that you are having. It's met just with a lot of uncomfortableness, avoidance, or either chastisement, telling you that you shouldn't be expressing those things, and to, for lack of a better term, tighten it up and, you know, just get over it, and to not talk in that manner, or that expression that you exhibited is just being shut down. So when you see that, okay, it's not safe for me to express myself, but also there's no space for this to be held, it's gonna be expressed in whatever manner that will help you survive and get through the time that you're going through. And then that causes you to move through life in fight or flight mode. And most people move through life in fight or flight mode that you are going to encounter around you, specifically growing up. If you grew up in a certain community where everybody has similar values or are in a similar tax bracket, a lot of people experience the same things as you. So then when you are in school, a lot of people that you come up with in middle school and high school, everybody is in fight or flight mode. Whatever people project out onto you, whether you got bullied, whether you're on a sports team and people are competitive, and they do whatever underhanded thing in order to put you down and get ahead. Or other friends that you have, whenever you try to confide in them and things, they just don't get it. Everybody is in a similar space that you are. And we are all just out here trying to survive. And not a lot of us get it. But we are just moving with the resources that are available to us. And then as we tend to get older, we can be very avoidant of the sensitivities that we experience because they bring up emotions in us that are deemed to be bad, scary, negative. And because we don't have a healthy relationship with those emotions, because we are taught that they are something that is just similar to the bubonic plague, we just got to run away. It's basically COVID-19 up in this bitch. Whenever those things arise, it's like you got to run away and run towards something else. And a lot of times we can run towards certain vices, whether that be substances, money, certain career success, even love, whatever your definition of love is, which depending on how you grew up, if you grew up in a space where certain emotions and ways of being weren't held for you, then more than likely what your idea of love is just reinforces those things that you experience, which can then make you feel the same or worse. But a lot of the times we'll run towards those vices in order to get away from our bad or negative emotions. However, when we run away from those things that we weren't taught how to process, what we're doing is reinforcing the fear that we have of those negative emotions. And it basically just confirms to us that it is something to be feared. And so we just end up running further and further away from those emotions, but the fear just grows. And the more we try to obtain a certain amount of success, whether that be financial, business-wise, in your interpersonal relationships, whatever that looks like, you're feeding that monster. And then as the monster grows, your attachment to feeling good through those vices grows. And when you get way to attach to those things that don't allow you to face those negative emotions. Whenever those things slip through your fingers or they fluctuate, you will take a deep nose dive into self-pity and wallowing and just feeling feelings of shame, guilt, neglect, or whatever negative emotions that you are so afraid of. And then we can experience these large pendulum swings of, you know, feeling really high whenever we go towards those vices that make us feel good. And then whenever we no longer are experiencing the thing that they give us, we take another nosedive and it's just up, down, up, down, up, down, because we aren't actually confronting these emotions, but we keep running away from them. And this fear within us is constantly building. And, you know, we end up not having trust in ourselves because we never establish consistency in us emotionally in order to live a life to where we can be fulfilled and feel empowered. However, one thing that has helped me feel empowered when embracing my sensitive nature is doing just that, embracing it. And that entails of you not running away from those negative emotions, but moving towards them with curiosity and with compassion. Because the more that we run away from something and we confirm to our subconscious that this thing is bad, what we're doing is reinforcing a belief system that these things that we're feeling are bad and that we need to constantly move away from them. And as I mentioned earlier, we're feeding the beast. However, when we move towards something, we are saying to our subconscious that this thing is good and whatever we're moving towards is going to serve us in some way and we can draw some lesson from it. And then the closer that we move towards it, the less scary that it becomes. And then we can actually face it and try and figure out what is being brought up in us and how exactly we can harness that and use it to our benefit. Because our emotions are indicators. They trigger to us where it is that we need to go in life and what exactly that we can look at within ourselves and contemplate how we can take what it is we're feeling and create a life for us that will be more in alignment with what it is that we want to feel. And we can allow ourselves to be at that constant steadiness to where we don't go through dramatic highs and lows, but we can just stay pretty consistent. And then when we experience those negative emotions, we might feel a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of uneasiness once they first hit us. However, once we're able to sit in that and examine that uneasiness and discern what it is within us that we can work on, then we can get ourselves back to that baseline and it can be a more steady flow and a line that doesn't go up, down, up, down, up, down, but it is more consistent and we can get ourselves back to that baseline at a quicker pace. And we can be more consistent in our efforts, whether that be showing up for our loved ones, showing up in our careers, showing up for ourselves. We'll have that consistency. And some of the indicators that our emotions give to us that I feel like can be of great benefits for people to examine and really realize the benefits of is, for example, anger. Anger is meant to show us where our boundaries are. If you can't tolerate certain things in life and certain experiences aren't resonant with you, then you getting mad at somebody doing something to you is you realizing, okay, I know that this isn't my preferred life experience. And I know that I am meant to have an experience where I am respected, where I am able to move freely through life without people constricting me or telling me where I need to go and what time. Or I do value being able to express myself emotionally and have space held for me and not feel like I'm being judged or being demeaned in order to prop somebody else up. Another emotion that one might experience is jealousy. And jealousy is meant to show us where we want to be in life. You know, you can look at somebody taking a trip and think it to yourself, oh my gosh, they are living off of their parents' trust fund. They just have had everything handed to them. And I'm in this situation. And if I had that, I would be going there. But, you know, they just got lucky. That can be expressed in that way because what life experience that you're having right now, you aren't living in your truest form and you haven't realized your power. So that jealousy is meant to show you that, hey, you aren't living in your truth right now. And you need to be able to step out on faith in order to live your truth so that way you can move towards having your desired experience. And maybe since you don't know how to do that, that's why it's coming out in that way. But moving towards that emotion with curiosity and compassion can allow you to really embrace your desires and then figure out how you can move towards that thing that you want. Or something like anxiety is meant to show you where you need to build self-trust and confidence. I know for me specifically, social anxiety has been the strongest emotion that has hindered me a lot of my life. And that's because I really did value social connection with others and being able to have a multitude of life experiences and learn from people and garner so many different lessons from so many personalities because human beings are so dynamic, charismatic, and fun to be around. And I would have anxiety because, you know, I had a fear of being seen as well as developing anxious attachment due to things that I experienced in my developmental years. But I really do enjoy social connection and I see great amounts of value in it. So being able to look at the anxiety that showed up in me whenever I was placed in those situations and being able to say to myself, okay, this is an area where you don't trust yourself because you are worried about what you're going to say, how you're going to look, and you have a codependent spirit and you need people to respond to you in a certain way in order to feel safe within yourself. So you need to learn how to have that safety and security within and not get it from external things. So that way you can step into these situations, trusting yourself and having confidence and not having any expectations about a certain outcome. Because when you have expectations, you are wanting something outside of you to fulfill a need. But every need that we have can be fulfilled within ourselves. So learning how to fulfill those needs within myself has been a big journey of mine. And I do feel like I'm at a point now where I do fulfill certain needs and that soothes my anxiety and I'm able to step into social situations with self-trust and confidence because at the end of the day, I like myself. I enjoy spending time with myself. I think that I'm funny. I'm charismatic. And I enjoy the things that I'm interested in. All of the pleasures that I indulge myself in life, I feel like there's a lot of value in for me. And I just enjoy my own company. So since I enjoy myself and love myself, I am able to have that confidence and soothe that anxiety. But I never would have got to that point if I didn't move towards those negative emotions with the care and compassion that was necessary in order for me to get to this place in life. The first step to making any change in life is to implement actions in order to break the cycles of whatever thing that we're in the midst of. Because if we continue to think the same things and perform the same actions that reaffirm those beliefs, you know, we aren't going to make any changes. And as much as we can think about wanting to do something different and come up with reasons as to why we can't, ultimately, there is something there that you feel comfortable in and that you feel like is more of a benefit for you to keep indulging in. But if you really are ready to say to yourself, hey, I want to make some changes, I want to be able to harness my sensitivity in a way that is serving for me and can allow me to use it in a way where I am very in tune and can spot what areas to go in life and be very touch and go. And instead of being so emotionally charged and going through these large pendulum swings, I can just recognize what isn't resonant to me and then be like, oop, okay, my intuition is guiding me here because I've been there and I've experienced that and I know that that's not for me. The first step to getting to that point is implementing different actions. And once you are able to take an action, that being moving closer to that feeling inside of you that scares you and doing so with a curious, loving nature, then you can acquire the toolkit that can allow you to come to a place where you can regulate yourself. And then once you are regulated and in a state of ease and can bring yourself to that calm in the midst of the chaos, then that's when you are able to walk with that internal trust and knowing and can be very touch and go and let your intuition guide you. And then once you have a certain level of wisdom through having various experiences in life, and being able to sense familiar things when they come towards you and know what isn't resonant, then you can share those tools with other people and inspire your sector of the world, because ultimately that is a gift to be able to be very in tune with things and also be able to relate to others' experiences because you've been there and you have a keen awareness of human interactions and human behavior. So you know how to speak to people in that way. That is such a gift that should be valued, nourished, and fed to its greatest capacity. So that way you can spread that out to others and help people be more in tune with their sensitivity and allow them to have that effect with people in their lives. So that is all that I have for this episode. If you enjoyed this, please make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. And if you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please make sure that you rate this 5 stars, download it, do whatever it is that you need to do. And I'm so glad that you decided to come here and listen to me. And I hope that something resonated with you and that you can go into your day feeling bold, courageous, and know that you are too busy being worried.